VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN seem connected, according to some officials. At the White House Wednesday, President Trump said targeting current and former high-ranking U.S. government officials with explosives devices is abhorrent and despicable. The president said that a major federal investigation is underway to determine who sent the packages. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the top two Democrats in Congress, issued a statement Wednesday afternoon accusing Trump of fanning the flames of political unrest. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials intercepted explosive devices sent to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. In addition, a pipe bomb and white powder was sent to CNN. And earlier in the week, liberal billionaire George Soros was also sent a pipe bomb. The NYPD's counterterrorism chief says the pipe bombs appear to be the work of the same person. Mayor Bill de Blasio says an atmosphere of hatred is contributing to the choices people make to turn to violence.
To all public officials of all partisan affiliations, don't encourage violence. Don't encourage hatred. Don't encourage attacks on media.
President Trump addressed the attempted bombing, saying acts or threats of political violence have no place in the U.S.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warned of a new arms race if President Trump follows through on his threat to pull out of an arms control agreement signed in 1987. In Moscow on Wednesday, Putin said Russia would respond in kind if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Europe. He also cautioned that European countries agreeing to host U.S. missiles would put themselves at risk of a Russian attack. This is VOA News. Another